Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
One of my favorite days of the week is a Wednesday because it's a Woman Crush Wednesday and I get to sit down with absolute trailblazers, okay? My speaker, or rather my guest in studio today is Mel Nhleko. She is a speaker, she's a visionary, she's a mentor. She's the brains behind not one, not two, but seven thriving businesses in KZN. And she has literally just taken the world of business by storm. Award-recognized entrepreneur with so many accolades, but I want to get to the meat of who this powerhouse of a woman is. Mel Nhleko, welcome.
Morning, Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, I was so excited when I started following you on Instagram because
really?
I was like, this lady is giving IP away every day for free. IP on how to start a business.
Yes.
Seven businesses, Melo, yes. And you look extremely young and
yes,
vivacious.
I'm 30.
You see?
I've just entered the third floor.
The third floor with seven businesses.
Yes, and like, I'm scared.
Like, wow, this is unbelievable. And I think a lot of people would say, how sway?
Struggle every day.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mistakes and yeah. just enjoying the ride.
And when did the journey begin for you? Because you're saying you're 30 years old.
Yeah.
For some of us, we already 45, 50, we haven't even done one. So when did the journey begin for you?
The journey began for me in 2016, 10 years ago. I was doing my final year as a student and I was waitressing part-time.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something to bring in that extra income
yeah.
beyond my waitressing gigs,
yeah.
you know. And I just sat and when I went on Google and I Googled businesses that I can start while working part-time and studying full-time.
Yeah.
And my favorite number is seven.
Okay.
Shoe cleaning was option number seven. And I just went for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the first business you opened was shoe cleaning.
Well, first official.
Official.
But we've been doing business since high school. You know,
okay.
selling chocolates, hot dogs. I sold the best hot dogs in high school. Those
wow.
who went to Pinetown Girls High will know. I was extremely organized. My Viennas were so warm. And
okay.
My rolls were fresh from spa, Sandy Center.
It.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it clearly started from a young age. You know, as a mom, our kids do these, you know, cake sales, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
And I do understand the concept of getting them into the idea of entrepreneurship young.
Yeah.
But you are the living example of how that boosted your confidence to say, hey, I can do this even when I'm done at school.
Yes, 100%. That initiative that my school took of you know, opening the entrepreneurial space was just the foundation of it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that. So, seven businesses. We know that you are into the sneakers.
Yes.
I know that you're into Airbnb.
Yes.
Talk us through some of the other businesses that you're involved in.
So, when I say seven businesses, I'm talking four of the tacky wash stores.
Yes.
Being the bulk of it.
Yes.
And then it's the filtered water store. Then it's the laundromat merged with the cafe. And then it's the Airbnb, the consultant, the consultancy, and.
Oh my goodness, Melo.
It's
crazy. Look, a lot of people would say, this sounds amazing, but I need the, where do I start? Because so many people want to start. We're living now with high unemployment. I think it's at the highest it's been.
Mm.
We got the numbers just the other day. And many of us are not making it just on our salaries. We need a side hustle. We need a side something to get through the month.
Mm.
How do we just start, you know? And I know for you, it's probably second nature. But put it in the most basic forms for someone who's just like, where do I start? I feel so overwhelmed. There's so much information, right? But we just don't know where to start.
Well, I could give you the short answer or the long answer. The shortest one is just start.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay.
But all in all, do your research.
Yeah.
Find out what it is that you would like to do.
Yeah.
And make sure that you have all the information that you need in terms of what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
But most importantly, focus on what you love. You know,
right.
And then everything that comes before, that comes after that, you'll find a way to figure it out because it is something that you love.
Right. So would you say that doing what you love is how you get into it? Because some people will say, some of the most thriving businesses are not the fun businesses. They're not the ones that are, you do with a passion. You do it because it's going to pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people say that, like, for example, car wash, for example, pays the bills, but it's not the most fun business to run.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a personality who absolutely loves doing the car wash, meeting the people, like seeing the fancy cars coming through or whatever. But I love that you say the cornerstone is passion.
100%. That's why my tagline is "We clean shoes with passion," because for me, it's not just about cleaning shoes.
Yeah.
It's about the process of building. I mean, I started Tacky Wash at a time when nobody else was doing it. So I had to figure it out. I didn't grow up loving to clean sneakers, but I was in love with the process of building something. Mm-hmm. That's why in high school, I was selling hot dogs, chocolates, chips, and I went through like different and various different types of businesses. So it's not specifically about the type of business you do, but what do you love to do? Find your segment or your section within the process of building a business and focus on that, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to delve into something that you say is a question you get very often, and that is funding.
Yes.
A lot of people think, in order to even think or smell the business, how much do you have in the bank? We're going to get into that. Ponder that. Also, in the second part of our interview, we love encouraging words, and you do this every day on your socials, encouraging people every day, your encouragement. And if for somebody, do you do consulting and stuff like that? We'll chat more about that kind of stuff as well. If you're just joining us, we're hanging out with a powerhouse, a true powerhouse. Melon Tlek was in the building. She calls herself a pantapreneur.
Yes, pantapreneur.
Pantapreneur. We're going to get into that as well. What is a pantapreneur? You have to break that down.
I have to, and I'll do it quick. Mm-hmm. Panda, we all know what a panda is.
Okay, for those who don't.
Hustler.
Okay.
Someone on the go.
All right.
True nature of being a South African, see a panda. And then.
Oh, a panda.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the entrepreneur part is, because people felt like in the online community, they felt like, you're so established to be calling yourself Ipanda. And I was like, yes, I get that. I've got systems. I've got these great businesses standing, operating without me. But at the same time, the nature of Ipanda is within me. So let's just merge both. And that's how it came about.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We touched on the funding question. A lot of people believe in order to start a business, funding needs to be there. You either need to go and get some funding from a bank, or you need to have rich aunties and uncles and parents, or someone to inject that finance to get you going. What are your thoughts on that?
So the biggest thing is to start. And if you don't start, you won't know what it is that you need funding for. It's all about trial and error and trusting the process. And you, and I know a lot of people feel like, no, we can't possibly start a business without any money or whatever. Trust me, find a way. There is a way, you know. I was able to do it. A lot of other successful entrepreneurs were able to do it. Why can't you? Find a way with what you have in your corner to make it work, and then grow from there. I'll give you a typical example. I traveled, I got the opportunity to travel to China at some point in my career, and I wasn't ready with my shoe care products. So I wasted an opportunity that another young South African could have taken a step further, you know. Had I been ready, had I put in the work at the time, it would have been a completely different story. I'm back now, 6 years later, refining and working on those products. But if I got an opportunity to travel to China today, I know I'm going for what type of packaging. I know I'm going for what type of branding, you know, and all the things that I now know today that I didn't know then. So you need to trust the process, and you need to stay the course.
I love that. Start the trust the process and stay the course. As a mentor, and you mentor a lot of people, not only from your social media, but in person, what do you think are the biggest struggles for young entrepreneurs?
I think the biggest struggles for young entrepreneurs is self-belief. And it's it puts one off, because when you mentor someone, you sort of have to have a personal relationship with that person. So it's me going through and being patient through your traumas and understanding you better while the ship is moving, because the buck doesn't stop. We have to keep moving. So I think it's self-belief and just security. People are concerned around security. Issues of security.
Yeah. Leads me to my next one. You are young. You've mentioned you're 30. You're part of the youth of Mzansi Girl.
Yes.
Leadership style. I mean, some people, when they see a young person, they just do not see you as a leader. They think, I'm older. You should call me auntie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Those who don't have a front row seat into my life think I am extremely like hectic busy.
Okay.
Those who do think I've got a lot of time in my hands.
Okay.
But what they're failing to see and understand is the fact that I have my fingers in all the pots and I have to be thinking 10 steps ahead for every single store.
Got you.
So I can make time for things that are pressing that matter, like coming to the show. I wouldn't miss the show for anything.
Yay.
But at the same time, it doesn't mean that there's a document that Ungobile needs to sign in the office. I hope you're listening. That I was stressing about 5 minutes before walking into this interview.
Right.
You know, because she sent the wrong document.
Right.
So things are always happening simultaneously. And my style of leadership informs and forces me to, and it's a very laissez-faire style of leadership. I delegate a lot. I make sure that I hire people who are good at what it is that they do. If they're not good or equipped, I make sure that they have the right attitude so that I can be able to work with them to advance them in that space so we can just create a cohesive space and move forward.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I wish I had 30,000 hours to chat to you because I'm so inspired by your walk. How would you, what would be your words of advice for somebody who's really at the cusp of making that decision to start? What is your words of advice for someone to just chase it? Come on.
Be patient with yourself and ask yourself, find your why. What is the reason? Why is the reason, you know, you're doing this? Who are you doing this for? What are you trying to change? What impact are you trying to make? And then it'll be easier from there.
And you know what's important about what you're saying is that you're saying chase the impact, not the money.
Yes.
Chase the impact that you are going to make in someone's life or in the industry's life and so forth.
It is very dangerous to run a business just based on the reason for money. You can't.
You can't. If we want to come and support your businesses, where do we find your businesses? Where do we find you?
Okay, with Uteki Wash, we're located in Hillcrest 9 Inanda Road. We're located in Umhlanga 5 Equinox Road. We're located in Musgrave 214 Stephen Dlamini. And we're located in Berea inside First Fitness Gym. And with Linen and Mocha, we're inside the Woods Estate. So that's exclusive to residents only. And then we've got Hydrostop and Linen and Mocha in Musgrave in the same space at 214 Stephen Dlamini.
I love it. And do you do any consulting for businesses?
Yes, I do an hourly rate for $1,950. And basically, I guide you through your business and push you and refer you to the right people to help you get
a kickstart. So how do we find you for that?
So you can email me at business@mellohsa.com. MelloSA.com. And that's how patriotic I am.
I love it. MelloSA.com. Mello, you are unbelievable. Thank you for your time. Keep shining your lights. You are such an inspiration. And
thank
I think
you,
many will start that business today. Maybe even me. Nah,
thank
I'll be
you,
out
Carol.
There, babes.
I'm absolutely a reflection of you. And thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much. She is the Pantapreneur. Her name is Mello Nhleko. And what an awesome, awesome conversation.
Carol O'Fori. Weekdays 9 to 12 p.m. East Coast Radio.